Hello and welcome to The Healthy Back, the podcast that shares practical tips to have a healthy spine and lead an active lifestyle. I'm your host, Taruna Rijwani, physical therapist and McKinsey Method specialist, and every week I'll be sharing tips and lessons to help you manage your back problems without pain pills, injections, or surgeries. We will talk about the common challenges that people with spinal issues face, debunk the myths, and even break down the research on spine and joint-related problems for you. And yes, also have a lot of fun along the way. I hope you'll join me on the ride. And don't forget to hit the subscribe button on your podcast player so you never miss an episode. And if you like what you're listening, don't forget to leave a ratings and review on iTunes. It really helps to spread the message further. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to another episode of The Healthy Back. Before we dive into today's episode, I had an exciting announcement for you guys. If you haven't been on our email list, or if you do not follow us on social media, if the podcast is the only way that you are in touch with us, then as an update, we have moved our office to a bigger location, to a bigger space, very close to our existing office here in Reston. So it's exciting. It opens up, you know, avenues to add more services for our clients and to just have more space for the products and services that we have lined up for this coming year. So it's an exciting move. If you don't have our new address, you can find it on our website. Or as always, you can call or text us at 571-308-8252 to get the updated address. On that note, our next workshop, which is on May 24th, Friday, on the topic of staying active with knee problems, it will be our first in-house workshop in our new office, again in Reston on Sunset Hills Road at 10 a.m. Eastern. So if you would like to sign up for that in-person workshop, we will attach the link in the show notes for you to go ahead and sign up. And it'll be really exciting to have you guys in person in the office. We will have some couple goodies and giveaways for people who show up, as well as you get to attend the workshop live, check out the new office, get all your questions answered in person. So really looking forward to that one. So on that note, today's podcast episode, we have a very special guest. His name is Ray Pugsley. He is the owner and founder of the PR Run and Walk stores here in Northern Virginia. If you are someone who lives in Northern Virginia, I'm pretty sure you've seen or heard about these stores. They specialize in running and walking orthopedic shoes, which we typically recommend to our patients with back, hip, or knee problems. So it's a very nice discussion about the different types of shoes, what is the best time to change or replace your shoe, what is it that you should be looking for in a good shoe, what is a good fit of a shoe versus what is not so good fit, and how it affects your running and walking mechanics. So if you are someone who's been looking to learn about all this, get some information before you dive into get another pair of shoe for yourself, then this episode is a must listen for you. So without further ado, here is today's episode. Hello, Ray. Thank you for coming on our show today.
Well, thank you for having me. It's always great to have an opportunity to talk about anything. Shoes is awesome for me to talk about.
Awesome. Yeah, so why don't you start by telling our listeners a little bit about yourself and then about the PR Run and Walk stores.
Sure, that'd be great. So I've been a runner myself since I was in high school, and I ran in college and I ran post collegiately. So I was blessed to have a pretty strong running career in my past. I met my wife doing that, and my brother and sister-in-law were also active, and the four of us decided at one point we didn't kind of want to do the same old job that we've been doing, and we wanted to do something that
Right.
was involved with our passion. And that in 2003, that involved opening up Potomac River Running. That's 21 years ago. I like to say our organization is old enough to go hang out in a bar now since it's 21 years
Nice.
old. Yeah, we're
I
way
like
past
that.
driving. It can drive by itself, but now it can go into a bar by itself as well.
Nice.
Anyway, we created this. We wanted to make our passion our business, so we opened up the stores, and we had no idea when we opened up that we would go from a couple of stores and modest little stores in the suburbs to a business that has 10 locations now. We have 9 in Northern Virginia and 1 just outside of
Nice.
Richmond, and
Nice.
we have training programs and we have put on races. So we basically feel like we had an opportunity to create a wellness experience for the entire community. And with our knowledge and our resources, that's and our passion, we were able to pull together this organization that is retail races and training programs, and that wraps together nicely. And here we are 21 years later, and hopefully we've helped a lot of people.
Yeah, no, amazing. It's always so inspiring to hear such a story, you know, that starts from humble beginnings and then, like you said, 21 years old, and there's no looking back. So it's amazing to hear that. So what was the need or the gap that you were trying to fill, or you guys have been, as you've been growing, that you feel like you're filling in the market, with obviously so many other shoes and other choices that are out there?
Yeah, when we opened up, we felt like we're at a time where service was not as readily available as it had been in years for me growing up. And we really wanted to do something that was passionate with health and fitness and running and service. We liked working with people, and that kind of gave us the idea of there. You know, we've seen other running stores, and there didn't seem to be any outside the beltway. So we started looking out in the suburbs, and that's what we did. So we went out and opened our first store in Ashburn, and the second store was in Burke, and they were intended to open up pretty much the same time. They were actually about 3 months apart, and we were filling a gap out in the suburbs that didn't have a lot of service oriented companies, especially footwear companies. And we felt that that would be a good place for it. A lot of people, obviously, out in the suburbs, they were growing fast at that time, still are. So we jumped in with 2 feet and went to the suburbs. So we also felt like, in addition to the service, people were looking for guidance. We had been coaching people at that point, and we were amazed at how many people just so appreciated guidance in their wellness journey. And we felt this was another opportunity how we could, with our inherent knowledge, help a lot of other people, you know, take that first step. And it evolved with the running store. We had our first step with we had running store, and we sold people's shoes. And then we realized people wanted to do more with that. So we said, well, let's teach you how to run. So we created training programs. And then people got excited that they had put this fitness in. And now what do I do with it? Well, run a race. Oh, I'm afraid to run a race. Okay, well, we'll make some races that are friendly races. You know us, we're your friends. Come run in our races. And there we are.
Love it. So who is your primary type of client, or your primary customer that you guys have on a regular basis, and who you are made to serve?
That is the best question you could ask me, because we get asked that all the time, and it's not intuitively obvious. I'll start off by saying that we estimate that about half of the people that shop with us are people who identify as walkers, not runners. So our store is for we like to say anybody who needs comfortable shoes. We're a good place for you. We recently have rebranded our customer facing name to be PR Run and Walk. Everybody referred to Potomac River Running as PR. We were just sort of that was the shorthand that everyone said, hey, we're going over to PR. We used the equals PR equals logo as our primary logo. So we tweaked that and made it PR Run and Walk. We have so many people who will say, I'd love to come into your store, but I don't. I'm not a runner.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a place for me. But it
Yeah.
absolutely is. We have people who, nurses who are standing all day long, teachers. So that customer is really anybody who wants comfortable shoes. And since we do, we're a service-based company, but we don't charge for that service. We charge the same amount for a shoe that you would get anywhere. So really, you're
Yeah.
getting added value by coming to a store like ours, whether it's Potomac River Running, PR Run and Walk, or another store in your area, wherever you're watching this from, that is Run Specialty. Those stores will give you, you'll be able to buy product at a predictable price, whatever you would get it if you saw it at big
Yeah.
box stores or anywhere else. But you also get the guidance and the hands-on service to help you get that shoe that's just right for you.
Got it. Yeah, no, that makes I asked that question very much on purpose because I had kind of noticed that already when I would recommend someone to get the right shoe. The running and walking thing was always there, and I'm glad you clarified it that way because it does make sense. So how so now I understand that your stores are also service based along with just the product that's the shoe. But when it comes down to just the product, which is shoes, how would you like tell our listeners how is it any different or in line with like the big brands that are out there that people intuitively go to, like New Balance or Skechers, or you guys collaborate with them in some way? Like, what's the difference between them versus you?
So the main difference between us is that we have knowledgeable staff to help you find the right shoe. So
Yeah.
you can go to a brand specific store like a New Balance store or maybe a Nike outlet, someplace like that, or you can go to a big box that has all the brands like
Yeah.
Dick's Sporting Goods, a place like that, and you can find product that we sell, but usually there isn't somebody who can tell you the ins and outs of the shoes. And the running and walking shoes are very complex pieces of equipment. The running companies, the brands, they spend a lot of effort creating the technology in a running and walking shoe. And the reason being is running is the hardest activity that you can do on a shoe. So they develop this
Yeah.
technology in the running category and then they push it out to the other categories. So given that, the shoes have a lot of differences and specific purposes. And when you just go in and throw a dart at the wall, pick your favorite color, pick something that your best friend wears, it may be
Yeah.
an excellent shoe, but it may not be the right shoe for you. And if you don't like the shoe, you don't want to wear it. And if you don't wear a good shoe, then you're wearing something that's not ideal. You may end up,
Yeah.
not being comfortable or sometimes getting hurt. So by coming into our store, we put you through a fitting process, and the two kind of main areas of the fitting process are our foot scanner. We have a
Yeah.
3D foot scanner that you step on that does a 3D image of your foot. Then we can see the exact shape of your foot, and we know how to match that up with the shape of the shoe. So that
Right.
is very useful in dialing that fit in to get something that's comfortable. We also get you on our treadmill and we videotape the back of your foot as you're walking, and we can see how the foot interacts with the ground in any given shoe. We want to see, there's certain metrics that we look for that indicate that you're efficient and stable in that shoe. And if we can find a shoe that is the right biomechanical design for you and also is
Yeah.
comfortable, that's a winning combination that's going to allow you to be able to not only be comfortable in the shoe on day one, but enjoy the shoe throughout the use of that shoe. It's one thing I like to tell everybody about shoes is that they shouldn't have to be broken in. A lot of shoes you buy, you say, oh, I'm going to break it in for a week, a couple weeks, and
Yeah.
hopefully it'll feel okay.
Yeah.
Running and walking shoes, they should feel good from step one. So when you come in our store, if the expectation is you're going to find something that you really like right then and then. And if
Yeah.
you don't, we try again, we try again. And then when you leave the store with that shoe that you like, it should stay feeling very good for the lifetime of that shoe. So by, again, finding the biomechanics that are right and
Yeah.
the shape that's right and put that together, along with asking questions, we'll ask you injury history, what you plan to do with the shoes, all those things come together. We have 100 different shoes. We then dial it down to a handful that makes sense for you. And once we have that dialed down, you then try them on and you see which one feels most comfortable. And there you go. You got something that you're hopefully going to like again for the whole life of the shoe.
Amazing. And that leads me to my next question would be on an average, of course, it depends on every individual's gait, and how many miles they are putting on the shoe and whatnot. How, on an average, when do your repeat customers replace their shoes?
So what we tell people is that you should replace the shoes technically between 300 and 500 miles of use. Now that's a tricky number for some folks because most people don't track how much exercise they do. But that number is not a random number out of the sky. That's on average across all the major brands, and we carry shoes from all the major brands. On average, that midsole, which is the most important part of the shoe, starts to break down after about 300 miles of use, and it's mostly completely broken down by roughly 500 miles. So that's where we get that zone that you want to use to replace the shoes. What we tell people is if you can track your shoes, that's great. It's also really good to use the shoes that you're exercising in just for your exercise. If you choose to use a shoe, you like it so much that you just want to go for a walk in it, then you also want to go to Starbucks, then you want to go walk your dog in the park, and you do all these other things, then you have to factor that in. Many of us have trackers on our arm, and you're probably amazed at how much distance you put on your legs and just existing every day. So you want to really track and figure that out. On average, if you really want to boil it down, if you exercise 3 to 4 times a week for roughly a half an hour, that's going to probably fall right around the 6 month range. And if you do more than that, maybe sooner. And if you are less aggressive, it can push on out a little farther than that. But that's the kind of metric to shoot for is roughly 6 months. But 300 to 500 miles is dialing it in a little bit better.
No, I love that because everyone's mileage is different. So I think that breakdown is a better one than the monthly one.
Yes.
So thanks for clarifying all that. It was like a lot of good information about the shoes and how they kind of go together and play a role, and understanding the technology behind it, very helpful. Anything you would like to add towards the end for our listeners?
Consider if you have never been into a store like ours and gotten fit for shoes, consider that you probably need to go a little bit bigger in your shoes than you're used to. An athletic shoe used for exercise is designed to have space around your foot. Your foot shouldn't be cramped in the shoe like it would be in a cleat. So we always measure our rule of thumb is that there should be a thumb's width between the end of your toe and the end of the shoe when you're standing up in the shoe. And that extra length does two things. One, it prevents your toes from banging up on the end of the shoe, which is uncomfortable. It can make your toenails sore, it can give you blisters. Just doesn't the shoe isn't fitting right if your toe is touching on the end, so the arch might not be in the right spot. So that it accomplishes that simply by going a bigger size than you than maybe you're used to. But it also provides inherent width in the shoe. Your foot is designed with all those little bones that we know we have in our foot. They're all supposed to move independently. And if they're crammed into a shoe, then that movement of the bones is not providing that natural shock absorption. If you're in a cleat, you're always going to be on a soft surface in a cleat. You're going to be on grass of some sort. So that grass is providing some of that shock absorption. But when you're walking or running or jogging, chances are you're on a sidewalk, a road, something hard, and you need your foot to help contribute to that shock absorption process. And if the shoe is too tight, then that's not good. We sell shoes in wide widths. We have a lot of them. And most people say, oh, I don't need a wide shoe. Wide shoes aren't really that much bigger. It's on the order of millimeters. If I held up a wide shoe and a regular width shoe and said, which one is the wide? You would have trouble figuring out which one is the wide by looking at it. But your foot will know the difference. So if you're somebody who your feet fall asleep in the shoes, you just feel like you're cramped in there and you want to get the shoes off, I highly recommend checking out a wide, because that might be mind changing to you. You may be like, oh my gosh, I never knew a shoe could feel this comfortable. So sizing up often means that if you are typically in a casual shoe, wear a women's 8, you may end up in an 8.5 or 9. Doesn't mean your foot grew, doesn't mean anything bad. It just means that's how athletic shoes are sized, and that's going to give you that extra length and that extra width so that your foot is comfortable, especially when your foot swells during exercise. So that's my one big thing to point out. And also, just to stress, don't be afraid to come in our store. No matter how much or little you exercise, everyone is welcome. Our goal is to help everybody be comfortable in shoes, whatever you're doing for those shoes. And we do the same process for you. If you're young and old, you're just starting an exercise journey, you've been exercising for decades, whatever you do, we do the same process. Everybody who's getting shoes deserves to have a really comfortable pair of shoes. And that's our mission. And come on in and see us.
Amazing. We'll add a link to the website of your stores in our show notes so people know where to find you. Anything else you would recommend for someone who's looking to get one of those shoe fits or shoe assessments? Like,
Just
where can they find you or one of your stores?
we've got the 9 stores in Northern Virginia and the one in Richmond. So if you're local, you just look on our website, you'll see where we are, anywhere from Springfield out to Leesburg. And you don't need to be in athletic clothes when you come in. When we get you on the treadmill, you're on there for a very short amount of time. So you can be in formal workwear and you're out at lunch, swing on by. We'll give you a pair of shoes to try. That's what we always do. We always put you in a fresh pair of shoes at the beginning of the sample of the test anyway. And you can be in a dress, you can be in a suit, whatever you're in, we can do that test at lunch, before dinner, if you're going out to dinner. So anytime you want to come in, you don't have to prepare to come in. If you are in athletic clothes, that's great. But you can just come on in. You can find our stores on our website, and we're open 7 days a week. Until 8 in the evenings on the weekdays, and open throughout the afternoon on Saturday and Sunday as well. So we try to make it easy for everybody so that you don't have any excuses to not come in and get that perfect fitting pair of shoes.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks so much. I'm gonna Thank you so much for listening to the Healthy Back today. I'll be back next week with more tips to help you lead a pain-free and active lifestyle. For now, don't forget to hit the subscribe button, and please don't forget to share this podcast with your friends or anyone else who might benefit from learning about how to live a healthy lifestyle.